This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
We welcome you back. It's halftime, 24-14, BYU with the lead at the half, and we are delighted to be joined, as we will be each and every halftime show throughout the year, by Nebraska's new president, Hank Bounds. We'll be catching up with him. Good to see you again. What do you think of this sea of red we get to look out to every Saturday?
What else can you say but wow? You know, I come from SEC country, and I thought I knew what passionate fans look like, but this is just incredible. What a great atmosphere.
You were here for the spring game, a little bit different, more a little bit extra heightened anxiety when the people come in here for the fall. You've been on board about 5 months. You've been certainly busy getting around the state. Tell everybody in our audience a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm a native Mississippian, grew up on a small postage stamp farm in rural Mississippi, joined the Army, used the GI Bill to help pay for college, earned a master's and an undergrad and master's degree from the University of Southern Mississippi, who will play in a couple weeks.
That's right.
PhD from Ole Miss. Started my career as a high school teacher and went on to be a high school principal for about 10 years, a local superintendent, state superintendent, and then for about the last 6 or 7 years, commissioner of higher education in Mississippi. I ran a university system of about eight universities with about 90,000 students, so a large system, some similarities to here, although I would argue that this is more of one university with four campuses focused on one Nebraska.
Right. You've got some family members with you here today. Tell us a little bit about your family.
I do. And so you'll recall that I landed the first week in April, and then my family joined me mid-May. They stayed for school. My wife, Susie, she's a former high school teacher, but her focus right now is on raising our family. We have two children, Will, who is a ninth grader at Lux, and Caroline, a ninth grader at East, and Caroline, who's a sixth grader at Lux. The people of Nebraska has welcomed my family. It's just been an awesome atmosphere for our crew.
Let's talk about your first several months. I follow you on Twitter. I've been kidding you. I said, man, you've just been all over the state. Give me some of your highlights for the first few months.
So the first week on the job, made a 1,500-mile tour of the state, 45 separate stops, really listening and learning from the citizens of Nebraska. And you know, honestly, I've found that everyone in this state loves the University of Nebraska. They're passionate about it. They're connected to the university in some way. Either they're an alum, their child attends one of our campuses, they've hired one of our graduates, they or a family member has been treated by our medical center. They want us to be successful. They want us to tell our story. And we have to do a better job of talking about the good things that are happening at our university. This really is one of America's great universities.
Well, let's talk about that. What have you seen from the university?
So the great thing about this university is that we have these four really special campuses, whether you're talking about UNL, the land grant, or one institution that has a presence in almost every county, or an urban campus at UNO, or an incredible medical center in Omaha, or the rural campus that we have in Kearney, that can focus on every issue that America and our world faces. And so I think collectively we are a powerful force.
We're visiting with Dr. Hank Bounds, the new president of the University of Nebraska. Let's talk about the coming months. Give us some things you'd like to get accomplished.
So as I look into the future, clearly we need to grow enrollment. We have the smallest unemployment rate in the country, which is a great place to be, but it's also sort of carries a double-edged sword. If we're going to grow job opportunities, we have to grow educational attainment, and one of the ways we'll have to do that is to grow our enrollment, and it will primarily come from non-resident students. Clearly, we need to make certain that when our students leave, they leave with less debt. We've got to be more focused on being accessible. We've got to join hands with the K-12 community, with the community college community, with state colleges, and really get focused on growing our economy. But I also want us to really focus on the institutes that have been stood up. The Daugherty Water for Food Institute is really a world-class institute that will allow us to focus on some of our world's most pressing problems. The fact of the matter is we're going to have enormous population explosion over the next 30 years. So my children are going to inherit a very difficult issue if we don't get hyper-focused right now. That's why I'm so happy that UNL is focused on food and water security, and then we have an institute that is really focused on water security.
Let's talk about your vision for the future and what opportunities do you see for the future at Nebraska.
So I've used this tagline, giant in higher education. I think that the University of Nebraska absolutely needs to be leading the nation in three or four areas. We need to get focused on being world's best in a few areas. I'm working with a team right now in trying to figure out sort of what those areas are. Water is one of them. I think early childhood is one of them. There are several areas in the medical space where we could be really, really good. Again, I'll mention feeding a growing world population. Mm-hmm. It's important. We cannot leave that situation to our children and not get really focused right now. I mentioned early childhood. We absolutely have to be focused on ensuring that our youngest, most vulnerable citizens in this state and across this country get the right start. We know that children who aren't read to regularly, who don't grow up in print-rich or vocabulary-rich environments, simply aren't going to be ready to be successful in kindergarten, which means they're not going to be ready for third grade. And if you can't read proficiently by the end of the third grade, you're exponentially more likely to go to prison. You're exponentially more likely to be a high school dropout. So we have to be really focused there. The Buffett Early Childhood Institute and the work that's going on in our various colleges of education really put us in a really good spot to focus in that area. And so we're going to get hyper-focused on water for food, on early childhood, on growing our enrollment, on growing the research enterprise. I think that we can double our research enterprise. And Nebraska needs to do that, and our country needs us to do that.
Hank, it's been great to catch up with you. Looking forward to chatting with you throughout the season. Enjoy the second half.
Same here. Thanks so much.
Hank Bounds, the Nebraska president, joining us here at halftime. More halftime straight ahead.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
This is the Husker Sports Network.